bridge, love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
It's day 13 of home quarantine. Increasingly, I find myself wearing shapeless clothes and staring out of windows for long periods like a Victorian ghost. I study the people that walk past. They all look the same now. Men and women have started cutting their own hair, so the whole of Tsai Kung looks like Boris Johnson, only more medicated. Sometimes the only way to tell people apart is by their homemade masks. The entire human race reincarnated as Ninja Turtles. In the house, tempers have gone past the frayed stage and now have tassels. This morning I gave a silent scream on discovering the label that had been scratching away at my back for weeks was actually a cornflake. I've learnt that my family all deal with stress in different ways, and that these coping mechanisms can manifest themselves in all sorts of subtle mannerisms. My own moods can be accurately gauged by how loudly I load or unload the dishwasher, or how I deal with crockery in general. Earlier today, I put down a cup of coffee. If you happen to live in the New Territories, you probably heard it. Are you okay? Daddy inquires in a rare display of timidity. I stop what I'm doing, which is basically nothing, and with great theatre I turn to face him. And why wouldn't I be okay? I growl, even more ferociously than I intended. The temperature in the room drops a few degrees and I can see Daddy's testicles retract up into his body. I don't know, you just seem a bit stressed. Daddy uses concern for my mental health while conveying endless empathy with his monobrow. Daddy remembers that it's very important to appear interested, concerned and empathetic when dealing with caged wild animals. Stop looking at me like that. You look constipated, I snarl. Daddy's monobrow stops conveying interest, concern and empathy and desperately tries for incognito. Have I done something wrong? Daddy asks innocently. I give him a withering look that is meant to convey, everything you do pisses me off. In lockdown, from the moment I wake up and have to listen to your never-ending Austin Powers morning wee, complete with trombone farts, and the scratching. Ugh! Why must you scratch yourself like a bear with nits? You sound like a Beastie Boys album. And while we're at it, I can't stand the way your spoon scrapes your cereal bowl when even a casual observer from Mars can tell you the bowl is empty. I hate the way you leave the milk out when it's full and only put it back in the fridge when it's empty. Your wet towels on the floor. Your skiddy pants staring up at me like the eye of Sauron. The fact you can't make a sandwich without leaving a giant handprint on top of it. And that's not even mentioning snoring, breathing in general. How you insist on updating me with disgusting bowel movements. And how this morning I had to take out the bin because you hadn't. And I got bin juice all over me. And if there's one thing I hate more than all of this, it's his bin juice! At least, that's what I hope Daddy thinks the look conveys. I certainly have bin juice on me. Look, I'm sorry, sorry for everything, Daddy pleads. And because he means it, my anger simmers down and is replaced by, if not quite love, at least tolerance and patience. You're absolutely right, you know, Daddy confesses, looking deep into my eyes. He gently takes my hand. I am a bit constipated.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, can't have one,
can't have none.
You can't.